Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Neil deGrasse Tyson presents an accessible astronomy guide built around a playful premise. A fictional cosmic visitor named Merlin answers questions about the universe from curious readers of different ages. Revised and updated for the 21st century, the book refreshes Tyson's early popular science work while preserving its question and answer structure. Light humor and explanatory focus. Rather than offering a textbook sequence, it moves through familiar and remote topics such as gravity, light, planets, stars, galaxies, black holes, cosmic expansion, and astronomical misconceptions. Merlin, described as a timeless observer from planet Omniscia in the Andromeda Galaxy, gives the book a framing device that makes technical explanations feel conversational without replacing scientific accuracy. The result is a hybrid of science communication, imaginative dialogue, and illustrated guidebook. Its purpose is not to train specialists, but to help general readers understand why cosmic phenomena behave as they do and how astronomers reason from observation to explanation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a question and answer structure that mirrors public curiosity about space. The book is organized around questions rather than a conventional chapter-by-chapter astronomy curriculum. This matters because many readers approach astronomy through puzzles that seem simple on the surface: why the sky looks the way it does, what a blue moon means, how gravity works, or what happens near a black hole. By allowing questions from adults and children to shape the discussion, Tyson avoids assuming that curiosity follows the same order as a science syllabus. The format also lets the book address misconceptions directly. A reader who asks about a familiar phrase, a dramatic space image, or an everyday celestial event is often revealing the gap between popular language and scientific meaning. Merlin can then clarify the issue in a compact, focused answer. This structure gives the book a practical advantage over broad surveys of astronomy. It begins with confusion and works toward explanation. The method also shows that good scientific understanding often starts with precise questions. Instead of treating basic questions as naive, the book treats them as valid entry points into large ideas about motion, scale, time, and evidence. Secondly, Merlin as a fictional guide who makes scientific explanation more flexible, Merlin is not used as a fantasy substitute for science, but as a narrative device that gives Tyson room to explain astronomy with wit, historical perspective, and imaginative distance. As a timeless visitor from planet Omniscia in the Andromeda Galaxy, Merlin can claim a viewpoint far larger than a human lifetime. That premise supports explanations about events and timescales that are otherwise difficult to picture, including the history of Earth, the life cycles of stars, and the deep age of the universe. The fictional guide also creates a tone that is less formal than a textbook while still anchored in real astrophysics. Merlin can refer to historical scientific figures such as Newton, Einstein, Hubble, and other explorers or scientists, placing modern knowledge within a longer chain of discovery. This is useful because astronomy is not only a list of facts, it is a history of improved explanations. The device helps readers see scientific knowledge as cumulative, revised, and connected across generations. It also allows humor and occasional rhyme to appear without weakening the explanatory purpose. Thirdly, clear explanations of gravity, light, space, and time as foundations of astronomy. Many of the book's deeper topics depend on a small set of physical ideas: gravity shapes orbits and structures. Light carries information across space, and space and time provide the framework in which cosmic events unfold. Tyson uses Merlin responses to return repeatedly to these foundations because astronomy is mainly an observational science. Stars, galaxies, and black holes cannot be handled directly. They must be understood through motion, radiation, distance, and inferred physical laws. Explaining light is especially important because telescopes collect electromagnetic evidence from objects that may be millions or billions of years old by the time their light reaches Earth. Gravity is equally central because it governs the formation of planets, the binding of galaxies, the collapse of massive stars, and the behavior of black holes. By clarifying these basic mechanisms in reader-friendly terms, the book helps non-specialists connect separate phenomena into a coherent picture. A blue moon, a planetary orbit, and a stellar collapse may seem unrelated, but each becomes more intelligible when readers understand the underlying physical principles, rather than only the names of objects. Fourthly, cosmic scale explained through stars, galaxies, explosions, and collapse. One of the book's central achievements is its movement from nearby skywatching questions to the large-scale behavior of the universe. Merlin addresses familiar objects such as planets and moons, then moves outward to stars, galaxies, quasars, black holes, and cosmic processes involving rotation, explosion, and gravitational collapse. This progression is important because astronomy often overwhelms readers with scale. the difference between the Moon, Mars, a star-forming region, and a distant galaxy is not merely a matter of distance. Each belongs to a different physical regime with different governing processes. Tyson uses concise explanations to show how stars shine through nuclear processes, why massive stars can end violently, and how dense remnants such as black holes challenge ordinary intuition. Galaxies are presented not as static collections of lights, but as evolving systems shaped by gravity, motion, and time. The book, therefore, gives readers a layered sense of the cosmos. Local phenomena are accessible to observation, while distant and extreme phenomena reveal the same laws operating under more dramatic conditions. Lastly, updated science that preserves the charm of an early Tyson work. The revised and updated edition has a distinctive position because it revisits Tyson's first popular astronomy book while bringing its explanations into closer alignment with 21st century knowledge. Astronomy changes as new telescopes, space missions, and theoretical refinements improve the evidence available to scientists. A guide written decades earlier must be refreshed. Carefully outdated facts need correction, but the original voice and structure can still have value. This edition appears to preserve the conversational Merlin framework, real question format, cartoons, humor, and short answer style, while updating the scientific content for modern readers. That balance is central to the book's identity. It is not simply a new astrophysics overview, nor only a historical reprint. It shows how durable questions about the universe remain meaningful even as the answers become sharper. For readers familiar with Tyson's later works, the book also offers a view of his long-standing communication style, combining technical accuracy, cultural references, playful phrasing, and respect for public curiosity. The revision reinforces the idea that science communication itself must evolve with science. In conclusion, this book is well suited to readers who want astronomy explained without the density of a textbook or the compression of a short popular science essay. It should appeal to beginning sky watchers, families, science curious adults, students who want clearer language around basic concepts, and readers who enjoy Neil deGrasse Tyson public communication style. Its practical benefit is conceptual orientation. It helps readers understand why celestial events happen, how astronomers infer facts from light and motion, and how familiar questions connect to large topics such as stellar evolution, cosmic distance, and black holes. Its intellectual benefit is that it models curiosity as a disciplined process. Questions are treated as tools for refining understanding, not as interruptions to expertise. Compared with many astronomy introductions, the book stands out through its Merlin device, its real question-driven structure, and its blend of scientific explanation with humor, historical references, and illustrations. It is less systematic than a formal astronomy primer, but more approachable and varied. It also differs from Tyson's shorter works by giving individual questions room to breathe while maintaining a lively pace. The revised edition is especially useful because it retains the charm of an early work while updating the science for contemporary readers. If you would like to support Neil deGrasse Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.